We have the feast day today of a Spanish nun who lived in the 16th century, and her name is Saint Teresa of Avila. And she was known that she was a Carmelite nun who decided to establish a reformed, that is, a renewed order of Carmelites who would follow the all the strict and old rules of that ancient distinguished order. And Saint Teresa was, when she was a child, once been miraculously healed by Saint Joseph, and ever since that she was always very muchly devoted to Saint Joseph and dedicated her work in the reforming of the Carmelite order under his patronage. Saint Teresa was once making a journey with some of her sisters for the very very start of her reform in established a new convent of Carmelites. And before starting, she placed her trying and her goals under the protection of Saint Joseph, and promised him that she would dedicate this new foundation of a convent to Saint Joseph if he would help her to bring it to a successful completion. The coachman who was driving these nuns was unacquainted to the roads of that region, and he lost his way. As he headed his horses down another path that passed for a road, the horses suddenly became frightened and galloped much toward the brink of a high cliff. Saint Teresa cried out, My daughter, we are lost unless Saint Joseph comes to our aid. Let us pray to him for help. And hardly had she done that when a very big and powerful voice was heard, coming as it were from the direction of the cliff, and which shouted, "Stop! Stop!" And this voice of an unseen friend had a very calming effect upon the horses. They turned in the direction of the voice and surprisingly came upon the right road. They were not lost anymore. The coachman and the sisters went looking for the kind man who had given them this service, but they could not find the slightest trace of him. Saint Teresa said to her nuns, "You seek in vain, my daughters. The one who saved us is none other than our own dear father, Saint Joseph." So this mission trip was a success, and Saint Teresa established her convent and dedicated that to Saint Joseph. And this new reformed branch of Carmelites she called Discalced Carmelites, and discalced means that they went on barefoot while the old order wore sandals. And it was a very strict organization and a very strict order, and their obedience to their superior was most exact. And the rule of the Discalced Carmelites regulated even the slightest details of the life of the sisters. They were not allowed to talk or even to have a glass of water without the permission from their superior. So, and everything they possessed was strictly held in common, and they were not allowed to have any riches or any private property whatsoever. Saint Teresa had very great success in establishing convents all over to Europe, and some even to Africa and Persia. But her final years were very much sorrow-filled, not only because she was very ill in the final years of her life, but she also had to face the unpleasantness from her own family. When a relative left a big inheritance to her Saint Joseph convent, her family started to deny the will and tried to get the inheritance back to the family itself. And so much was Saint Teresa despised by her family that they even slammed the door on her and told her never to return anymore. When she finally died, she died in the very great sanctity, admired by her nuns and admired by the whole Europe as the great reformer and as a true, humble servant of God. Dear children, Saint Teresa converted thousands of souls, but notice that she did not do these great deeds of her because of her own determination. You can do also very many bad things in your life if you are determined enough. But Saint Teresa did all these great and good things because she prayed a lot and put her trust to God. She had a great mission in establishing a new and holy order of discalced Carmelites, and she faced many obstacles and many sorrows in her life, but she stayed faithful. She put her firm hope and trust into God, and often and many times begged the assistance and intercession of Saint Joseph. You should learn from her, children, that never be too tired or too busy to say a good prayer of thanksgiving and prayer of assistance to God when you are busy doing your chores or you are wondering about your own sorrows. When you stay faithful, that is, that you put your trust to God and you ask the assistance from the saints, you are His child, you are one of God's little ones, and as God has infallibly promised, He will always take care of His little ones. He will make sure you'll grow up to be good and that you'll get into heaven. And all it takes is to stay faithful, not too many big things necessarily, but to stay faithful in little things, in humility and obedience, and in the gift and perseverance in prayer. May God bless you.